Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the JAKKS Group First Quarter 2018 Financial Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. The call is chaired by JAKKS Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Matteo Mascalzini, and the CFO, Mr. Livio Librelesso. Mr. Moretti Polegato will make a brief introduction in Italian, and a translation will immediately follow. Please go ahead, sir.
Buongiorno a tutti. Come già indicato in recenti comunicazioni, i primi mesi del 2018 sono stati impattati in maniera importante da tre fattori. I primi due di natura strategica sono legati alla scelta di razionalizzare ulteriormente la catena monomarca e di ridurre i livelli di magazzino della stagione invernale, che ha comportato minori vendite a saldo, proteggendo la marginalità e favorendo la generazione di cassa. Il terzo, di natura esogena, è connesso alle condizioni meteorologiche particolarmente sfavorevoli sperimentate nei principali mercati di riferimento, con ritardo della partenza della stagione primaverile. Tale condizioni climatiche inusuali, come evidenziato dai risultati di numerosi altri player di settore, hanno determinato, soprattutto nel mese di marzo, un importante calo del traffico delle vendite nei negozi monomarca e un rallentamento delle spedizioni degli ordini della nuova stagione nel canale multimarca, rispondendo alle esigenze dei nostri partner. Il successivo arrivo della bella stagione ci ha permesso di conseguire un sensibile miglioramento del trend, con le vendite comparabili in negozio e gestione diretta in forte ripresa, soprattutto nelle ultime settimane, ed un recupero nelle spedizioni al canale multimarca. Sono inoltre proseguite nel trimestre le manovre finalizzate al miglioramento del profilo di redditività del gruppo. L'ottimizzazione della rete distributiva, l'efficientamento operativo, le migliori vendite di merce di stagioni precedenti, grazie alla rilevante riduzione di magazzino realizzata nel 2017. L'insieme di tali azioni ci ha consentito di realizzare un sensibile miglioramento percentuale del margine industriale, avvalendo la validità ed efficacia della strategia scelta. Abbiamo anche completato la raccolta iniziale di ordini per la prossima stagione autunno-inverno 2018 con un aumento del più 3% grazie alla tenuta dei mercati più maturi ed una crescita a doppia cifra nelle aree dell'Asia, confermando inoltre l'atteso incremento della marginalità.
As recently reported, performance in the first 9 months of 2018 was significantly affected by 3 factors. The first 2 factors are strategic in nature and are linked to the decision to further rationalize the monobrand store network and to reduce stock levels for the winter season, which led to fewer discounted sales, protecting margin performance and supporting cash generation. The third is related to external influences, particularly unfavorable weather conditions in our main markets, delayed to the start of the spring season. As can be seen in the results of many other market players, these unusual weather conditions led, especially in March, to a significant drop in footfall and sales in monobrand stores, and to a slowdown in the shipping of orders for the new season in the wholesale channel in order to meet the needs of our partners. The warm weather has now arrived, allowing us to notably improve the trend with strong improvements in LFL sales for directly operated stores, especially over the last few weeks, and a recovery in order shipping to the wholesale channel during the first quarter. During the first quarter, measures also continued to improve the group's profitability profile. Optimization of the store network, increased operating efficiency, and fewer sales of goods belonging to previous seasons, thanks to stock levels being significantly reduced in 2017. These combined actions have allowed us to achieve a significant percentage increase in industrial margin, confirming the effectiveness of our chosen strategy. We have also completed our initial order collection for the 2018 fall-winter season, up 3%, thanks to the stable performance in more mature markets and double-digit growth in Asian markets, which has also confirmed our expectations in terms of marginal growth.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Matteo Mascasini. I'm going to go through a little bit more in details about the results we recorded for this first quarter 2018. Let's start from the highlights, what you see in your presentation on page one. Basically, we recorded 264 million euros, which is down 11.2% at current exchange rates and minus 10% at constant currency. Basically, the reasons are the ones that our president just illustrated. So, first of all, there was something we anticipated already in February and then again after our shareholders meeting in April, about the decision we made last year to reduce the levels of inventories. Clearly, having less inventory for winter of 17 at the beginning of the year basically triggered lower sales off-price levels in our own full-price stores, in our own U.S., and also in our own outlets. This was a clearly a strategic decision we made, but certainly an impact right there. Unseasonable weather, January and February, March for sure, had very, very low temperatures, rains and snow in all of our core markets, being them the core European markets, and that certainly delayed substantially the starting of the spring-summer season. We said also again after the shoulders meeting, but it was a very difficult to read first quarter, and this is one of the most important keys. We couldn't really read the performances of spring-summer until later on when the weather was more seasonable. The last point, and again we touched it explaining 2017, the rationalization effort for the network, reducing the footprint in the stores that we don't believe necessarily show much potential for the future, or are not really representing the brands, or are not really in the right positioning, or having the right adjacencies, continued in 2018, but let's just remember that there was a strong effort in 2017, and in the first quarter, of course, all of those stores that closed in 17, 66 net closure, as we present in the slide, were all open. So clearly this is the quarter in which we'll see more of the impact, but we'll see later on more details about this. Like-for-like for the U.S. Was down minus 8.9% versus a small increase of 1.6% in Q1 of 2017. So this is basically the core of the not-so-exciting news we have to report at this point. Let's talk about instead the good news and what actually makes us believe that we are still on the right track in terms of the strategies we're implementing. Basically, after the first 2 weeks of April, in which we replicated weather conditions in Europe that were not necessarily but different from the ones we experienced in March, still very wintery, very, very cold and wet, it was almost like flicking a switch, and then all of a sudden it was spring, and immediately our stores began operating at a much higher level. We saw much more traffic and much more success of a spring-summer season, for which we are extremely confident in terms of the content of the product. So immediately we started recording double-digit growth. So by the end of this past weekend, we are down to minus 4.5% in terms of year-to-date performance versus last year, which means we basically halved the loss we recorded at the end of the first quarter. So for sure, the impact of the unseasonal weather counted extremely strongly on the new collection. Now we count on, of course, making up most of it. As you can see now, the like-for-like toss in April was 1.8%, but in reality, again, this April was a tale of two halves, with the first half still very much like March and the second half performing. And the 6 weeks coming to the end of May basically perform almost in double digits in terms of growth. The initial order collection for Fall-Winter 18, as our president explained, was up 3%. So this is the initial order taken for the main Fall-Winter 18. So I think this is a truly important indicator that despite what our partners experience in terms of sell-out, for the first quarter, which was equally impacted by the same reasons we mentioned from the US. They are still very confident in our collection for fall winter, which has a great content diversity and certainly brings the level of our product to a new stage. So this is a very encouraging sign. If we go to the following slide and we go to the view by channel, we see we start by wholesale, which basically performed minus 9.7%, minus 8.6% at constant currency. The reasons are the one we discussed. So basically, while it's more intuitive that the bad weather impacted the US, you could question why that should impact the wholesale as well. The reason is because we partner very strongly with our retailers, and since they experienced the same delay in the starting of the spring summer season, we followed the recommendation in terms of not shipping the entire collection right away. So there's, for sure, there's a large portion of this which is due to a shift in terms of timing. And of this, we already recovered in Q2 a good portion, approximately 5 million of this has been already recovered in Q2 of this delayed shipments. Clearly, in our own wholesale projection, we also have components of projected reorders. And, of course, since the season started very late, the reorders started late as well. Hence, those components, which are smaller than the ones I just mentioned, are components that will whose recovery will depend on the performances and sellout in Q2. As part of the wholesale picture in Q1, of course, we also had lower sales of the previous season stock, and this is exactly the same impact we mentioned for around the US. We do at times sell end of the all season stock as well on the wholesale channel. And while in 2017 in Q1 there were quite relevant sales of stock of previous season because in fact there was a lot of old stock, the cleanup we operated in 2017 also allowed us to eliminate those sales. Just keep in mind that those sales done at a wholesale level don't carry so much margin. So we see the revenues going away, but they're not necessarily margin-enhancing revenues. So this is in line with our strategy, and of course, it's also in line with increasing the perception of a brand, protecting integrity of a price and of a brand perception. We have a couple of million impact of coming from the foreign exchanges as well, and this basically, I think, is the true picture for wholesale for this Q1. Franchising is certainly a quite important topic. So as we were saying before, we shrunk the network quite substantially all through 17. So we are now up with 60 net closures done in 17 and an additional closure or conversion to the US that happened in 17 and additional 30 that occurred in 2018. So we're talking about shrinking the network of the franchisees by about 15%. So of the minus 21%, minus 20.8% at constant currency, what you see in terms of a sales dynamic, most of it is actually three quarters of it is justified by the change in the footprint. The US, we already mentioned basically what were the most impactful phenomenon that we experienced in Q1. So the minus 7.8%, minus 5.8% at constant currency are the combination of the mentioned minus 8.9% in like-for-like and a slight increase in the footprint due to the conversion of the franchisees. Then again, unseasonal weather and the lower contribution of a smaller inventory for winter to sales was what mostly justified this dynamic. Again, just a note about what we said before about the complete change in trend of the collection starting from the warming up of the weather in mid-April. And again, to halve the loss from the beginning of the year in just 6 weeks of positive trend as opposed to three full months of negative trend, I think says a lot about the opportunity for a recovery, which we'll certainly pursue with every asset and every strength we have. The pie chart on your upper right corner basically pictures a slight change in terms of a mix in which we see that the U.S. are becoming more important and the franchisee is less important as a result of the closures and conversion, more than a true underlying dynamic. And on sale, pretty much makes the same, or actually gains a little bit. So we're still telling a story about 45%, in this case 46%. Geox shop, monobrand Geox shop, and the rest wholesale distribution. If we turn page and we look at the situation by region, Italy recorded a rather negative result of -16.6. Again, this has not necessarily anything to do with an underlying worse performance. The like-for-like was actually broadly in line with what was experienced in the entire European region. What was different, of course, was the 48 net closures, which we recorded in 2017 and 12 in Q1 of 2018, which justified basically the rest of the shrink of the Italian market. Europe suffered pretty much the same fate, even though in a slightly lower amount, because we closed 36 stores in 2017 and 10 in Q1 of 2018. And in Europe, basically, it really was mostly a tale of weather, because in the regions where we experienced particular bad weather, like Central Europe, Germany, Scandinavia, the decrease in the like-for-like was in double digits, where we recorded a slightly, but the same was for like Northern Italy, a core market for us. It would have been better, for example, toward the Iberian Peninsula and Greece. So we had better results, flat on last year, or a decrease in small single digits because of the inventory impact. For what concerns North America, the like-for-like for the U.S. in North America, so in the U.S. and Canada, were actually positive in Q1. What happened there is mostly a story about rethinking the wholesale distribution of our products, particularly in the U.S., but also in Canada. We want to focus on partners that will actually better represent our brand and be eventually more successful in the positioning of our Geox brand the way we wanted to be positioned in the market, in a more affordable luxury area as opposed to a more mass. So this is actually something that we're talking about overall, as you can see, rather small numbers, but in absolute value, but quite important in percentage. But we are reassured by the fact that, again, both in Canada and in the U.S., our own directly operated stores have been experiencing good performance on a like-for-like basis. We are, of course, also optimizing the network there, only leaving the stores that we think will represent the brand going forward in an appropriate way. The rest of the world actually shows a tiny increase at constant foreign exchange, but it makes us quite positive in the sense that particularly Asia Pacific has been performing quite well. The stores were positive in Hong Kong and Macau, in the rest of Asia Pacific, also in Japan, and the wholesale in terms of delivery is basically impacted and generated this small decrease current exchange rate as opposed to constant. But again, if I look at the net sales by region, which is the small pie chart on your right top corner, we are seeing Italy shrinking a bit from being a third of the business to 31%, Europe increasing a bit, and most importantly, the rest of the world becoming 21%, which is a trend that we see certainly going forward. We will certainly hope not by because of a shrink in Europe, but because of the true underlying growth dynamic, which we believe we are materializing, will materialize even more at an even stronger pace in Asia Pacific. I will pass the microphone to our CEO, Lidia Liberalesso, who will continue the presentation on the following slide.
Yes, please go to page 6. we can see the job shop network. Let me elaborate a little bit on this. Matteo already explained the impact of the optimization of the network. I would like to underline that the DOS optimization has been more or less completed in Q1. In the month to go, the new openings in the pipeline will balance some additional closure. But in any case, for the full year, the space effect will be slightly positive, and consequently, the performance of the top line of the DOS will be mainly driven by the like-for-like performance. As far as the franchising network is concerned, the story is a little bit different. As Matteo said, more than 60 closures last year and additional 30 closures this year means that we have closure and conversion to DOS, means that we have more or less reduced by 15% the network. For the rest of the year, there are in the pipeline additional 9-10 net closure. Consequently, this year, franchise the store performance will be mainly impacted by this 15% closure, and consequently you should assume for the full year top line of franchising more or less this range of performance plus or minus the like for like. It's also important to underline that the rollout plan regarding the new store concept X store is in progress. At the end of March, we have 60 X store from the 33 at the end of full year 17, and the new X store are performing better than the traditional one in terms of traffic and like for like, and consequently, we will invest as money as expected in the renovation of the network in order to improve the performances. If you flip the page, you can see some pictures regarding the new openings in Q1 18, Toronto Eaton Center, Madrid Calle Serrano, Budapest Vaciusa, London, and so on. If please go to page 8, the initial order collection regarding fall winter 18 is up 3%. We have seen a low single-digit growth in EMEA and America, with Italy slightly negative. This is due to a selective approach to the distribution. In fact, the like-for-like of the current customers is a positive low single-digit. UK and Eastern Europe are performing well, with a double-digit growth, and as well, APAC is performing at double-digit, with China particularly positive. E-commerce continues to outperform. The growth is more than 15%. And a good news, gross margin improved in line with expectation thanks to the specific measure on supply chain efficiency. Let me now hand over to Matteo Mascazzini for the outlook.
So if you go to the last page in the presentation before the annex, there are a few notes about what we believe the outlook of 2018 will be like for Geox. We mentioned already, of course, the fall winter 2018 initial or main collection, order collection, and we are reassured about the content of our collection and our distribution strategies by this increase of 3%, so we remain quite positive about the role of the wholesale distribution as a whole in our strategy. What's important is clearly also that even in the wholesale area, we managed to preserve increase of marginality, which has been driven by all of our supply chain efficiencies realized over the past 18 months. The optimization of the DOS network and the franchising network will basically be done in phase one, let's say, the extraordinary one. So you will no longer see, as we anticipated at the end of last year, many closures of stores. We will keep a selective eye on the distribution, both on the direct operated and on the franchised, in the sense that there will still be optimization moves, maybe some closures of marginal stores or stores that are not really showing the potential for an increased performance. But I would say that the structural reshaping and resizing of our footprint in terms of the SM franchisees ends with basically this quarter, and the rest will be ordinary, let's say, maintenance of the network. For sure, instead, we will keep pushing on the gas about the restyling of the stores and ensuring that, particularly in the key position where we have the most traffic and the most visibility vis-a-vis our competitors and the other key brands, our stores have to convey to our clients through the look inside, through the window, through the visual. They will have to represent our brands with the language we want our brand to have today. About, let's say, the behind-the-scene efforts, we mentioned a few times the margin improvement, and I think this is really critical because we have been working relentlessly on the content of the product. So we are very, very happy about how the product content has actually improved for the past couple of seasons, and for sure will give a decisive additional improvement in spring-summer 2019, which we will start selling, as you know, very soon. And we managed to do this by still increasing marginality. For sure, the U.S. dollars has helped in terms of the dynamic, but for sure our strategies in terms of the supply chain has paid big dividends in allowing us to have a better product at a more competitive price with carrying higher margins. In terms of the organization itself, we are indeed a lean organization, and we keep on being extremely fiscally responsible, focusing on operating efficiency. And basically, we're seeing all the projects starting in 2017 evolving and coming to fruition now. So this will be, for sure, a focus of ours because we certainly want to put our resources where our clients will see them. We spoke about the product. We will talk about advertising and promotion. We'll talk about the experience our clients will have in the omnichannel, hence around directly operated stores, both digital and brick and mortar. So there the clients will see efforts being spent. The back of the house machine instead is becoming more and more efficient and lean. Basically, as we said before, in concluding about the outlook, clearly what has happened in Q1 and has brought us to this not exciting performance has a very clear explanation in terms of choices made to protect the brand, protect the marginality, and increase the cash generation capacity, hence resizing the inventory, together with, of course, the last tail of the network optimization, which is, again, designed to bring us an improved basis to start from, a more profitable and better, of course, brand positioning. Clearly, we are making choices also in terms of our wholesale distribution, privileging the long-term great partners we have and working with them in enhancing and protecting the brand. But of course, nature has to do its part, and we hope that the remaining, the remaining 2 months of the spring summer season before we go on sale in the stores will be as successful as the 6 weeks we have been experiencing since the turn of the warm weather in mid of April. Clearly, we need to remain prudent in projecting the performance for the rest of the year. We need to keep on hammering on all the activities we're doing to ensure increased traffic in the stores, increased conversion, much closer ties with our clients, leveraging on our loyalty program. So we are really firing on all cylinders to ensure that the short-term performance recovers as quickly as possible and as much as possible the loss we experienced in Q1 of 2018. And for sure, we need to remain prudent. As we said before, we are an organization, so we are really facing this with a lot of fiscal discipline, with a goal to still preserve as much as possible the integrity of the bottom line. And in doing this, of course, we are very happy to confirm that our work on the marginality has paid and is still paying big dividends. Thank you very much. I think now at this point we'll take some questions.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question comes from Mr. Marco Baccaglio of Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Can I ask you what is broad guidance of gross margin improvement that you expect in 2018? And secondly, what is your expectation of recovery of lost orders overall, or let's say what is recovered and then lost again because of lower reorders? So this bad weather start of a year, what kind of cut of your wholesale expectation as is going to lead on a full year basis? Thank you.
We'll answer in reverse order. I'll answer to you about your expectation, and then I'll let Livio elaborate on the gross margin. As I was briefly mentioning before, the drop in wholesale sales was approximately 15 million. I think part of it, as we said before, was stock sales, which we will not replicate. But as we said before, we're not really producing necessarily gross margin. The true delay in shipment was about 5 million, which we will recover entirely. We have already recovered. We lost a couple of millions of potential reorders. So if I project this and the same for Q2, maybe we're talking about that amount, let's say, if clients, which is not necessarily the case, because, for example, we are already receiving quite aggressive reorders requests from particularly our online wholesale partners. So we are still hopeful we can recover part of it, but that is truly the part, I think, which is at risk of the true full price seasonal collection. So we're talking about a quite small percentage. We're not really anticipating, of course, anything in the fall-winter 18 collection, which are starting to deliver soon. So I think the risk on the lost reorder of spring-summer 18 is quite modest at this point.
As far as the gross margin, also the fall-winter 18 initial order collection confirmed the expectation in terms of gross margin improvement, so more than 150 basis points. The same improvement we disclosed in spring-summer 18 initial order collection, so 150. We said that a partial dilution of this gross margin improvement was due to the different mix, but given the fact that we are reducing the stock sales the first quarter, and now we assume also the H1 will deliver a gross margin improvement in line with the initial order collection. So I think that more than 150 basis points for the full year can be achievable.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, at this time, there are no questions registered.
Okay, so I believe we are ready to close this call.
Thank you, sir. I apologize. We do have a question now from Chiara Rotelli of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, thank you. Can you comment the current consensus in terms of EBITDA and sales, please?
I'll let Livio elaborate on this.
Current consensus, in my opinion, should take into account that in any case, the first quarter has suffered a little bit in terms of top line. And I think that consensus should include in the estimation the fact that the rationalization of the franchising network has been quite material. So in terms of top line, it's important to see how the DOS network will perform in the remaining 9 months. And this will also drive also the expectation in terms of profitability. So we can confirm that the gross margin percentage is increasing according to the expectation, and even a little bit better than the expectation. And so all the play, the game, will be driven by the top line in the remaining 9 months.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, there are no questions registered. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you so much again for your attention, and good afternoon and good evening to you all. Thank you again. Bye.